not much.
Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
And by Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty, their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at VortexOptics.com.
And by Brome, where bird feeding meets innovation. Discover truly squirrel-proof bird feeders, all backed by lifetime care commitment. Learn more at Brome.com.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, and welcome to our show number 983, during which we'll hear an answer to an intriguing question about bird behavior. We'll also hear listener audio postcards from bird-filled locations in Virginia and North Carolina. Plus, Mike O'Connor will spread some joy about backyard birds in the month of May, and we'll share some backyard bird observations by the great Al Batt. First, some big news from the Environmental Protection Agency. Just this past Thursday, the EPA finalized new rules to reduce pollution from coal and new gas plants. Here are the standards, the new standards, and reasons behind them. One, reduce mercury pollution from certain coal plants by about 70%, because mercury is so toxic that just fractions of an ounce can contaminate waterways and make fish unsafe to eat. Two, slash the quantity of heavy metals and other pollutants dumped by power plants into the nation's waterways and require that legacy coal ash ponds reduce their risk of spills, because coal ash can smother landscapes and contaminate waterways with toxic chemicals like arsenic, mercury, and selenium. Three, cut climate warming pollution from existing coal and new gas plants, because 45 of the biggest 50 climate polluters in the United States are power plants that burn coal and or gas. Here's what Lisa Frank from Environment America said in part about the EPA action. Quote, toxic air, contaminated water, in an ever-warming climate used to be the price we had to pay to heat our homes, fuel industries, or even turn on a light bulb. The combined death toll from fossil fuel pollution in 2018 was estimated to be 350,000 people. That's tragic and increasingly absurd. In 2024, with clean, renewable energy available, Americans should no longer have to pay for power with our health. End quote. That's from Lisa Frank of Environment America, which is a federation of environmental advocacy organizations with member groups in 30 states across the U.S. Here's one more conservation note from our Actors We Like department. We really like Jeff Bridges. While other actors are doing pitches for nonstick pans and gold coins, Jeff Bridges is using his fame for good causes, including the fight against plastic pollution. A visit to our TalkinBirds.com website or Facebook page will connect you with his video. We think it's a very compelling and eye-opening one. Thank you, Jeff Bridges. We have two avian audio postcards today, starting with one from Candy Powell at a place whose beauty and birdiness defy its name.
Hi, Ray. This is Candy Powell with Chris. We're at the Great Dismal Swamp in Virginia. And we are listening to wonderful prothonotary warblers, and we're also hearing hooded warblers, and Carolina wrens are pretty loud, and pine warblers, red-bellied woodpecker, common yellowthroats. This is really a great place to be. Hope everybody's having a good birding day. Thank you.
Thank you, Candy, and thanks to your husband, Chris, for sending us a beautiful photo of a prothonotary warbler right there at the Great Dismal Swamp. That photo, by the way, is on our Facebook page and TalkinBirds.com website right now. Now a couple of hundred miles, I think, south, Murr and Kira are reporting from a very birdie spot.
Hello, Ray. This is Murr and Kira
We are ambassadors coming from North Carolina. We are at the Pocosin Lakes Pungo unit, where there are lots and lots and lots of migratory waterfowl that come here, and we are currently listening to
the tundra swans, bald eagles, mockingbirds, sparrows, and lots of other great birds. We hope you can hear it in the background.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, Myra and Kira. Thank you for that there at Pocosin Lakes National Wildlife Refuge in North Carolina in the Pungo unit. We're getting audio postcards from all over, happy to say, but as the legendary Tom Lehrer once put it, there's always room for
more, I'm still not satisfied.
All right, to make an audio postcard, just grab your smartphone or borrow one and look at some birds wherever you are. Make an audio recording describing what you're seeing, maybe 30 seconds or a minute in length, and then send the file to Ray at TalkinBirds.com. That's Ray at TalkinBirds.com. What we're hearing there is today's mystery bird. We always do a preview of the contest early in the show to kind of get you ready for the actual contest a bit later on. And the reminder again, if you're not hearing our show live and therefore can't enter our mystery bird contest, there's a solution. Just go to TalkinBirds.com, that same website there, and check on the listen button or click on it. And you'll see how to listen live wherever you are. And our live broadcast is on Sunday mornings, 9:30 to 10 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Our mystery bird is a small, or kind of small, and rather plain songbird. No wing bars, no tail spots, no eye ring, no crest, no bright coloration. Just grayish green on the back and whitish underneath, with kind of a whitish stripe over the eye. Our bird, which breeds across most of the U.S., except for parts of the southeast, as well as many areas in Canada, is found in deciduous and mixed woods and often nests near streams, where it feeds mostly on insects. That is our mystery bird. Early 20th century ornithologist William Dawson described its song as fresh as apples and as sweet as apple blossoms. And there it is again. Beautiful prizes for our mystery bird contest include the Brome Squirrel Solution 150 Feeder. It's genuinely squirrel-proof and chew-proof, easy to clean. Features a vented seed tray to keep the seed fresh and dry. And it comes with the Brome Lifetime Care Warranty. And from our friends at Fresh Cut Paper, makers of beautiful life-size pop-up floral bouquets that are wilt-proof and crafted to last a lifetime. We have a certificate for 5 fresh cut paper bouquets. And yes, they have bird themed bouquets among their selections. Prizes there on our mystery bird contest, which we'll do just a little bit later on in this morning's show. Well, there are birding festivals going on all over North America this spring, other times of year too, for that matter. And we'd like to focus on a great one today. It's the Acadia Birding Festival, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year at spectacular Acadia National Park in Southwest Haba, Maine. We've got some pretty good lead time in getting the word out about this festival. It will take place from May 30th through June 1st and will feature an amazing array of field trips on land and sea, including a pelagic boat trip in pursuit of puffins and gannets, razorbills, murres, terns, shearwaters, storm petrels, and more. And what a wonderful time to be, time of the year in the beautiful state of Maine, late May, early June. The festival will feature lots of talks and workshops as well. It's the 25th annual Acadia Birding Festival, May 30th through June 1st. And certainly worth traveling to from just about anywhere. Here's the website with all the info, acadia.com. BirdingFestival.com. That's Acadia. BirdingFestival.com. We like to say that we're all in this together, helping to protect birds and our planet. And that's why we have our Ambassadors program to help spread the word about those things. Through our show, we'll explain how to become an ambassador if you haven't heard that before in just a minute. We'd like to salute right now Colleen from East Walpole, Massachusetts. She says in part, thank you for bringing science and community together in a joyful radio show. Well, that is a very kind comment, and thank you, Colleen. Thank you for becoming a Talking Birds ambassador, of course. And we like Colleen's quote so much that we put it on our website. And Colleen has sent us something else that we're going to be putting on our website very soon that we think is pretty cool. I think we'll talk about that in next week's show. Well, Talking Birds listeners, will you join Colleen as a member of our ambassadors family? They are our primary way that we get the word out about our show and about that mission of spreading the news about the wonder of birds and birding and the vital importance of conservation. We're in the midst of a special ambassadors recruiting effort right now with a goal of growing our ambassadors family to 875 members by the end of April. We're very close, but we're not there yet. And as we do our show live here on the 28th of April, we just have a couple days to go to the deadline. Very easy to be an ambassador, just as easy to join. And here's another Talking Birds ambassador saying why he likes being one.
My name is Bill Toller, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. If you're thinking of becoming a Talking Birds ambassador, I can tell you, for me, it's great fun. I keep a few cards with me, and I look for opportunities to share birds with people in ordinary life. If I'm walking between buildings at work and I see a bird when I'm walking with a colleague, I'll point out the bird soaring overhead or singing in the tree. And if it sparks any sort of interest in them, or they come to me and they've seen a bird and they're asking me about it, if I have that card, I can just hand it to them. And I know that if they connect with the show, that spark that they have for birds will be taken to the next level.
Thank you so much, Bill. So beautifully said. To join our ambassadors family, just click on the Get Involved tab at TalkingBirds.com, right at the top of the homepage. That's the Get Involved tab, TalkingBirds.com. Still to come today, we'll learn about some thought-provoking new bird behavior research in a visit to our Talking Birds Science Corner with our Debbie Bleacher. Also today, Mike O'Connor will join us for a Let's Ask Mike segment, almost live from the archive, about why the month of May is such a great one for backyard birding. And up next, instead of our featured feathered friend this week, your humble host has the honor of reading an essay by the great Al Batt. It's from his latest blog, and it's called Picking Up Sticks. From Mary Oliver's poem, Invitation. Quote, it is a serious thing just to be alive on this fresh morning in this broken world. I beg of you, do not walk by without pausing to attend to this rather ridiculous performance. End quote. It was a cool and damp morning. Some might have called it cold and wet. The yard that had been covered with juncos and sticks yesterday was now covered by only one junco and the sticks shed by the yard's trees. I gathered sticks while listening to robin, cardinal, redwing, dove and rooster pheasant voices. A vesper sparrow sang, oh, oh, my, my, it's such a beautiful day, from an elevated perch. My farming father loved to hear that. The vesper sparrow sings at any time of the day, but gets its name from its evening hymns, vespers. Listen to my evening singing. White-throated sparrows whistled as I watched an eastern phoebe pursue flying insects I couldn't discern. It was far from 50 degrees. Maybe some insects were dressed in wool. My bird feeders are locally owned and operated. LBJs filled the space below the seed dispensaries. Little brown jobs, including white-throated sparrows, song sparrows, and chipping sparrows. I saw kinglet, sapsucker, bluebird, yellow-rumped warbler, bumblebee, butterflies, dragonfly, and meadowlark nearby. After giving thousands of talks, I've learned that no one who has heard a Western meadowlark song ever forgets it. Picking up sticks there with our friend, the great Al Bat. Definitely worth a visit to Al's website. He has lots of show there in words and pictures, too, at albat.com. That's Bat with two T's. What's next on our agenda here? Let's see, because we didn't have our featured feathered friend here, so we're completely thrown off and not knowing at all where we're going next. But I'm pretty sure it would be, I know what it is, here in our show number 983. It's about that bird research that we kind of teased earlier in a visit to the Talking Birds Science Corner.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Ray. You will not believe the science news I'm sharing with you today. It is pretty wild.
I'll set aside all skepticism. What is it?
Researchers at the University of Buenos Aires have determined that birds sing in their sleep.
I don't believe it. No, just kidding. I mean, how can they tell, though?
They took muscle measurements and translated them into sound.
Uh-huh. So how did they get sound from muscles?
This is pretty cool. They implanted tiny special electrodes in a few key vocal muscles of captive great Kiskadees. The surgery was really careful and really gentle. And once the birds recovered, the researchers watched the electrodes record the muscle activity when the birds were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Then they used a computer program to convert those measurements into sounds.
Wow, pretty cool. And what did they sound like?
They sounded like the trill that great Kiskadees make during territorial disputes, the ones when they raise their head feathers, when they mean business.
So does that mean that these birds were dreaming of a territorial dispute?
The researchers say yes. Isn't that awesome?
It is. So the muscle movements show the birds are singing, and the computer translates those movements into song. So what might be the significance of this research?
Well, first, it is kind of cool to know what other creatures dream about, but you can't get a research grant just for that.
Hmm.
So what's more valuable is that when we learn about dreaming, we learn a lot about brain function. Hmm. We know that humans move and talk during our dreams. Hmm. Birds' dreams are very different from ours, but apparently they behave similarly. And brains and sleep are mysterious. You can't dissect them to see how they work. Instead, you need to find clever ways to sort of glimpse how they work. This study is one of those clever glimpses.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet why any creatures dream, but knowing more of what they dream about can help us understand why they do it.
Got it. Thank you, Debbie, for another fascinating Science Corner report.
My pleasure, Ray.
Our own Debbie Bleacher there at the Science Corner, and up next, it's our Mystery Bird Contest in just 1 minute. The flutter of a tail feather. The flash of a wing bar in mid-flight. You don't always have a lot of time to identify a bird in nature, let alone to appreciate its beauty. But with Vortex Optics, you'll have the power to bring every wild moment closer. When you choose Vortex, you're choosing to have a partner in the field as passionate about nature as you are. Whether you're spotting old friends on the backyard feeder or packing for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to add a few species to your life list, Vortex offers a full range of optics and optics accessories for every birder and every budget. And whether the birds are taking you to another state or another country, you're always covered by the Vortex VIP warranty, an unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. If you'd like to learn more, or if you need help choosing your next optic, give Vortex a call at 1-800-4-VORTEX or visit vortexoptics.com. This is our mystery bird. And just a reminder, this is a special feature of our contest is that you don't necessarily have to get the right answer in order to win. If no one gets the correct answer, we always do a drawing from among answers received and award our prizes that away. Today's mystery bird is a kind of small and rather plain songbird. No wing bars, no tail spots, no eye ring, no crest, no bright coloration. Grayish green on the back, whitish underneath, and kind of a whitish stripe over the eye. Our bird breeds across most of the U.S., except for parts of the southeast, as well as many areas in Canada, especially western Canada. It's found in deciduous and mixed woods, often nests near streams where it feeds mostly on insects. That's the mystery bird. Tell us what it is or take your guess at 781-837-4900, and I'll give the number again in a moment. Prizes include the beautiful Broome Squirrel Solution 150 feeder, genuinely squirrel-proof. And from fresh-cut paper, five of those beautiful fresh-cut paper bouquets, including bird-themed bouquets among their selections. Those are our prizes, and the number again is 781-837-4900. If we have time, we'll do a bonus question. Prize for that is a feather-friendly bird window collision kit. Call us as soon as you can. That number again is 781-837-4900. Meanwhile, we're going to go back in the archives with Mike O'Connor from a late May presentation. Let's ask Mike in just 1 minute.
Welcome to a world where bird feeding is enjoyable for both you and your feathered friends. Introducing Squirrel Buster Bird Feeders by Broome. Our innovative feeders are designed to keep squirrels at bay, ensuring that your garden birds get their fair share. And the best part? We offer lifetime care for every feeder, making your purchase worry-free. Transform your garden into a bird paradise and keep it that way forever. Sorry, squirrels. It's just for the birds this time. Visit Broome.com, Broome.com, to discover our full range of Squirrel Buster feeders and join the Broome family today. Broome, where birds come first and our commitment to you lasts a lifetime.
Let's make a Cape Cod connection as we do every week here, and happy to do so with Mike O'Connor from the legendary Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. And Mike not only has a store, he also has a backyard, and he has a lot of birds out there, and he kind of knows what's happening with all of that. At least he alleges that he does. Let's see if it's really true.
What a terrible introduction.
I know that. I should have written this down. I'm going to make sure I write it down next time.
But, you know, props to you for spelling Xerxes, because that was an excellent guest and you just had on, and I had no clue how to spell that. I was trying to look it up, and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to do. I wrote it out phonetically the whole time, so if I had written it without phoneticizing it, it would have been trouble there.
No, that's good. I just punched up the website. It's excellent.
I should spell it again since we're
a little bit kind of that same topic, because we're just finishing May. May is, for a backyard bird, it's by far the best month of the year. A lot of birds have returned that we haven't seen for a while. Swallows, hummingbirds, orioles, and then sometimes the lucky people get a few bonus birds that are a little bit on the lost side. We'll get some tanagers or some grosbeaks or some buntings pop up in the yard for a day or two before they figure out where to go and they move on. So it's the best time of year for birding, but then it flips over to June and it becomes one of the quieter times of year for birding. Birds, the lost birds have figured out where to go, so we don't get those bonus birds. And even the birds that nest in our yard year-round or return in the spring, they begin nesting and they have baby birds. They go to what your guest Sharon just talked about, insects. Insects are hugely important for birds, and that's what they feed their babies. So they spend less time, unfortunately for me, at bird feeders and more time looking and cleaning, poking through the plants for insects. And the people get a little upset because they just had a wave of birds. Bird feeding is the best. And all of a sudden, it gets quiet, and they call me up, and where are all the birds? They're busy raising their babies, feeding them insects. Except for one bird. And what bird is the vegetarian?
American goldfish.
Yeah. That's right. Mm. So they continue on the feeder, while everybody else is quiet at that. And even some of the goldfinches, I just heard, some of them turned vegan. They don't even do dairy anymore. But I found that impressive. But anyways, the thing is just to be calmed down, because soon, once the babies have flown, they'll return to the feeders and you'll actually have more birds. Some people will put out mealworms in a little dish, especially if you're lucky enough to have bluebirds or wrens. They love mealworms. A little dish of mealworms, it'll take the place of the seeds for a while. So there you go. So just enjoy May, but sit tight for June, because it'll be a little bit quieter, but there's nothing wrong with your feeders and seeds. And then after June, the babies will return and they'll be good again.
All right. Now, everybody on Cape Cod, don't be complaining over there to Mike about this thing. It's not his fault.
Not at all.
All right. Yeah, that made up for that bad introduction.
Yeah, nice save. I like that. Okay. That's pretty good.
All right, Mike.
Talk to you later. Yeah,
all right. Well, that Let's Ask Mike segment was from a late May broadcast, and the guest Mike referenced was Sharon Salvaggio, who is a pesticide program specialist with the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation. She was a great guest, as Mike indicated, and if you'd like to hear our chat with her, just look for show number 834 on our website. That's show number 834. And we're back to the Mystery Bird Contest, and we know because there is the bird right there, the kind of small and rather plain songbird. What might that be? 781-837-4900 would be the number to call to give us your answer or guess. And we have Jason in Walpole, Massachusetts. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Ray. Hey. Actually, it's Walpole, New Hampshire, but close.
Okay, so I was going to say that was a coincidence because a new ambassador we welcomed from Walpole, Mass., but you're in a different state altogether.
That's right.
All right, so what do you think, Jason?
Right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think it's one of my favorite birds, the warbling vireo.
The warbling vireo would appear to be correct, yes. That is a cool bird. That bird, if you like birds that sing a lot, that's a good bird to for you there.
It's a fantastic singer.
It is. We gave that description from ornithologist William Dawson from early 20th century. Fresh as apples and as sweet as apple blossoms was his description of the song. We have time for a bonus question, Jason, if you'd like to try it.
Why not?
All right. In 2021, a Canadian river named for a bird, the Magpie River, achieved a very special distinction. What was that distinction? Was it A, the Magpie was voted Canada's favorite river? B, the Magpie was named Canada's national river? Or C, the Magpie River was granted legal personhood? What do you think? This is kind of a weird question, but what do you think, Jason?
Wow. I have no idea, but I'll go with C.
C would be the granting of legal personhood to the river, which is absolutely correct.
Yeah. All right.
A little background there. So it's a 120-mile-long river, rapids carving through the boreal forest in Quebec. And it's a river that's sacred to the people of the Innu First Nation, and they've depended on it as a highway, food source, and natural pharmacy for centuries. So in 2021, the Magpie became the first river in Canada to be granted legal personhood. The designation gives the river numerous rights, including the right to flow, the right to be safe from pollution, and the right to sue. Not too many rivers can say that, but there you go, the Magpie River. Jason, thank you so much. Stay on the line. Jesse will get your info, and we'll send you those terrific prizes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Jason, in Walpole, New Hampshire, correctly identifying the warbling vireo as our mystery bird, and correctly answering that bonus question, too. We'll be sending Jason as well that beautiful bird collision kit from our friends at Feather Friendly. Our show is done for the day. That means we'll get ready for the next one. We hope you'll be with us for that. If you'd like to support our show, Patreon is a good way at patreon.com/talkingbirds. Thanks to our amazing Talking Birds team, Debbie Bleacher, Freya McGregor, and our producing engineer, Jesse Wilkins. I'm Ray Brown. See you next week.
The Bird Show. I like that. I love
Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. Birdwatchersgeneralstore.com.
and by Vortex Optics with the VIP warranty, their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at vortexoptics.com.
And by Brome, where bird feeding meets innovation. Discover truly squirrel-proof bird feeders, all backed by lifetime care commitment. Learn more at brome.com.